Sure. So I, believe it or not, I have not always wanted to do this as my profession. My dad was a volunteer firefighter for many years, and it was just something that I kind of walked into being a CrossFit trainer. But prior to that, I had a Bachelor of Science in exercise physiology. So I had kind of like an idea of how the body worked. So my first intro to kind of getting into the medical world was going through EMT school. And I picked a program that was only 10 weeks. And I know that programs now can even be like as short as 3 weeks. I would not recommend that. I would recommend going for something a little lengthier, especially if you don't have a lot of experience. So I went through the EMT program, which is a very basic, intro to being kind of like a first responder. After that, I went right into paramedic school, which I also don't recommend. I would probably work on an ambulance for a while, but I was really eager to kind of get a kickstart into the career. And so I knew in order to be a firefighter, I'm like, I got to get that license. I have to be a paramedic. So went straight from the EMT program into a year and a half of paramedic school. And during that time in medic school, just kind of like any sort of nursing program or going to PA school, you have different sections of school. So you have a classroom portion, you have a little portion in the hospital to just get more patient contacts and practice your skills. And then you go out into the field and are on an ambulance, and that's your internship. So it's a lengthy process. The internship I went through was 720 hours.
Oh my God.
So it took me about 6 months to get through that, but I also had no experience prior to that working on an